Well, it's exactly now 7 minutes after four. South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. And we welcome our beloved Ustad, who got back from the weekend. Well, today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the beloved listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we continue with chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 76 and 77. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made this human being the masterpiece of his creation. But alas, we find that majority of human beings, from the 8 billion we are here on this earth, more than 6 billion are totally in rebellious mode and against the teachings, preachings of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, what he taught us, what he is teaching us, and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So what happens then? So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 23, verses 76-77, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ. And by Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah takes an oath. Surely, definitely, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. We have seized them already with a punishment. But this punishment is the minor punishment, the smaller punishment. And they can't find peace, they can't find justice, they can't do anything correctly. And we see this across the globe and universally. فَمَسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. Hence they do not subdue themselves to Almighty Allah. They do not go to Almighty Allah's teaching, لِرَبِّهِمْ, to their sustainer, nourisher. وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Nor do they humble themselves. Humbling themselves means to embrace the truth. Not because a Muslim said so. You say, who is he or she to tell us? Or a poor person tells you something. You say, who is he or she to tell us? That is our arrogance, that is our pride, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim, whether it be leaders or ordinary Joe in the street. It can be anybody. So remember, this is why people rebel against Almighty Allah. Islam means that we submit, surrender ourselves to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, the Messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lovingly, willingly and sincerely. So that is what that verse is teaching us. But human being continues with his or her vices, hatta, so much so. Idha fatahna alayhim baban. So much so when we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun. And why does Almighty Allah say we? It is a symbol of respect and reverence. Almighty Allah stamping his majesty, authority, sovereignty. إِذَا فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا, that when Almighty Allah opens the door and the portal, ذَا عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ, and that will be the severe punishment and chastisement. Now the punishment is enveloping the people, the nations from all sides. إِذَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ, suddenly the same people now become disillusioned in Almighty Allah. They lose all hope in Almighty Allah. But they are the culprits and the criminals themselves. So therefore, for us as Muslims, we can never become negative with Almighty Allah. Things go our way, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Everything went our way from the starting to the ending. Alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Ibn Ishaq Sharif, various compilations. Because everything reaches natural and its conclusion with the grace and mercy of Allah, we praise you, Allah alone. Things go negative, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. O Allah, we praise you in all cases and circumstances. And if you read the complete dua and supplication mentioned in Tirmidhi, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli an-nar, and we seek your protection, Ya Allah, from the condition of the people of Jahannam and the hellfire. What a wonderful lesson. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala give us the ability, capacity to practice on it. Let's take you around the world and tell you what's happening. Ukraine, the latest news coming from there is very soon they'll be lacking air power. And they won't have enough pilots, they won't have enough planes, and then they will be sitting ducks for the Russians, and the Russians will reduce them to rubble. So that is coming from their own sources, the British intelligence and so forth and so on. Now over 100 heads of state are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh. I've been to Sharm el-Sheikh, I told you that yesterday. And when I went, flew from Cairo to Sharm el-Sheikh, because I wanted to go to Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai. So with Allah's mercy, all that happened as well. So now Cairo, Egypt, Sisi and his cronies and comrades and traitors to Islam, Murtad, Shaitans and Lucifer's children, now they are speaking, we must do this, we must do that. If any of the delegates, they got some shame and some honesty, they will ask the Egyptian regime, where are all the leaders of the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood? Where are all the people who speak against the state? Their human rights record is stinking, remember Egypt. Most of the people are imprisoned there, are political prisoners. So that is what Egypt stands for nowadays and previously, as you see. Iran, the parliamentarian said, all these protesters, we must execute them. Can you believe such a crazy people? Just catch them all, round them up, put them in front of the firing squad and just shoot them dead, finish. So obviously that is not going to happen because there is so much pressure on them. And remember, the Ukrainians are going on with the same thing. That remember that these Iranians have given the kamikaze drones to Russia. So we must strike Iran. We must apply sanctions on them. So to use Zelensky and NATO and America, why don't you apply the same rule for the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel? They are occupying, they are committing terrorism, stealing everything almost of the Palestinians for the past 74, going to 75 years. Yours is only 9 months. You can see the double standards of the white man. You can see the double standards of Muslim and non-Muslim. This is always the hypocrisy of the West. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 8th of November, remember, is midterm elections there in America. And now they full swing. The Democrats are at the mercy of the big oil companies. And on the other side, Biden is busy. Obama is busy for the Democrats. Trump is busy on the other side. Pennsylvania, whole lot of them, remember, all in it just for power and money. Imran Khan, Pakistan, has announced the long walk, the long march will continue on Tuesday. So may Almighty Allah give him and grant him Shifa-e Kamil. In our opinion, we feel that currently he is the best person to lead Pakistan. I told you about this kuffar Shias. You know Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he passed away, rahimahullah. So he used to call them Hizbullah, Hizbullah. When he saw the true colors of the Shias, what they did in Iran, they built a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, there in Kashan, which I also visited. So he came back and said, they are not Hizbullah, the party of Allah, they are Hizbul Shaitan. Listen to these three items, very interesting. Number one, Hassan Nasrullah, his mask has been removed. Lebanon, Hizbullah, call them Hizbul Shaitan. Israel, all of them cut deals together. And that is how America took the credit that we made peace between Lebanon and, meaning Hizbul Shaitan, Hassan Nasrullah and the Israelis. That's what I told you. They swear one another, din ko gali dete hai, aur raat ko zina karte hai. Remember, daytime the Israelis and the Shias will swear, curse one another, saber rattling. And night time they will commit adultery together. You understood what I'm trying to say? So I hope that you understood that properly. Yesterday I sent out, you all should read it, whether it's true or not true, you be the judge. You must remember, on my Telegram account, Twitter account, I sent out a very, very interesting article. You all should read it. It's on all my groups and all of the Telegram and all of the Twitter accounts and so forth. Read it, Daily Maverick, and see what you make of it. So that is what happens. Inshallah, today our program, 8:30 to 9, will be with more Zahid Khan regarding, you know, Mauritius. So mashallah, I stayed in the mayor's house, who was the previous mayor of Port Louis, Dr. Abdullah Hussein. I met the former president, Muslim, mashallah, Qassam Utim. So wonderful person, and we had good matters of bilateral discussions. Now that's real political talk, right? So remember, I told him, President, I addressed him, President, I don't want to meet you with your guards and that, please, man. So he said, no, it's fine, we meet one to one. Wonderful, wonderful person. Allah grant him, his family, siha, afia. So listen to that, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9. And then, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. We sent out yesterday the tafsir of 29 suparas, 29 juz, from the start, Surah Fatiha, right up till the ending of the 29. So today we start the 30th juz, inshallah al-aziz, Surah Naba. Allah accept it. 2 to 2:30, report back. And that will be our trip to Limpopo. Allah reward my brother Munir Nur Muhammad Moti and his wife, family, and mother, all of them, and brother Nurul.
Ameen, ameen.
So, mashallah, Nur Muhammad, mashallah. And thereafter, 8 to 10, will be the Q&A. We're live with Maulana Arafat Hatia, inshallah, on all three stations, Radio Al-Ansar International, Rasadiyas FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
I see Gideon says that AKIC is getting very interesting, the war with Russia and Ukraine. So he wants to know, Ustad, AK, will Putin be removed from power after invading Ukraine? Ustad, Gideon.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gideon, how are you reading the news, Majutla brother? So JJ, so are you Gideon, you GJ. So you must remember the G and a J for Jew and Jutla. What are you reading in the news? Like the Dajjal with one eye? So you must remember that Putin is waiting now for the next year, that he's going to finish, bring them to rubble, and then he's coming for you, Israel. Israel are petrified and terrified. Therefore, they say, we're not supplying any arms to them, because Putin already warned them. So Putin, Allah give him long life. He's a big harami, but we need a big harami. army for all of you Jutlas and all you Americans and all you NATO and all of you. So Putin is giving them a good thrashing. Let me tell you one bit of news, my brother. You, Gideon, that America silently, privately is telling Ukraine, better go for peace. Mm-hmm. Better make peace with him, because we can't continue supporting you. For public consumption, they say, we will be with you as long as it takes. That's just to make the masses who are asses to accept it. You must remember herd mentality. End of the day, America is fed up, NATO is fed up, Israel is fed up, all of them catching a good hiding, because they know Israel must make one wrong move, whether it be supporting Ukraine materially and with arms, or there in Syria, then it will be curtains for them. Putin will put them in their place as well.
I see on the lighter side, Gideon says, thank God I'm not a Jew. Start.
So you must remember, Gideon, you're not a Jutla. But you're on the wrong side of history with your questions.
Somebody says, Ustad, who is the owner of a masjid? Who has to pay the electric bill? Ustad, anonymous.
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, wa annal masajida lillah. Every masjid, every mosque throughout the world, remember, belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. That is what we call, according to our jurisprudence and fiqh, waqf. Read chapter 72, Surah Jin, verse number 18. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Masajid, the plural of masjid. Why masjid? The place of sajda. Almighty Allah loves it when we surrender, submit ourselves absolutely, totally, completely to Him. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The nearest the servant comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah while she is in the state of prostrating, making sajda. Hence, in that posture, make and beg Almighty Allah abundantly. If in salat, the dua supplication must be in Arabic, out of salat, in any language. Who must pay the bills? You must pay the bills. The trustees must pay the bills. You, the musallis, they have a box there, or they have some place where you go. In my whole trip now, there in Limpopo, whether it was Bella Bella, or whether it was Portis, Kupani or Polokwane. My habit, wherever I go, I see the lilla box, whatever we want to put, we put inside. Whether it be for the water, whether it be for the lights, whether it be for other expenses. So remember, we are the musallis. We want to use all the facilities. So whatever you can afford, so you should be paying for it, obviously, so that we must consider it an honor that Allah is using us to protect and promote this deen of Islam, the religion of Islam.
I've got a new listener who starts from Margate. He says that he does not miss your show. So it's the first time that he's messaging you. His name is Scott. And he says, sir, good morning to you and to the team. Prove to me that God exists. Ustad, Scott.
My brother Scott, good morning to you. And you're a listener to me. So what attracts you to us? You are non-Muslim, Scott. So what do you say? To wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, switch on the radio and all that. Who is bringing that in your heart, my brother? That you say, I love your show. So you are married, Scott. You are 30 years old. You love your wife. You love your children. So who is inserting that in your heart? The politicians? The governments? Who is making you inhale and exhale? Who makes you sleep? Who gives us the sunrise, exact precision every day? What makes the sunset daily? Is it an automatic process? Show me anything that just works for millions of years automatically, uninterrupted. Never it has to go for service and lubrication. My brother, look at yourself, Scott, and what do you see? There was a person, Scott Rucher, you know, and he told the United Nations and Bush and Blair, the BB war criminals, that there are no weapons of mass destruction there in Iraq. But you know, it was not a holy war. It was an oily war. So therefore they murdered more than 500,000 children and murdered 1,000,000 Iraqis. So my brother Scott, you are rejecting the reality. Remember this. So when there's a magnet coming to you from our side, it's not me, it's not any one of us. It is who? Our Creator. He is inserting in your heart the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for Islam, the love for the truth, and the love for justice. What do you say, Scott?
Subhanallah. I see Sister Renelle says that you say that we need people like Putin, but why is Putin of Russia threatening Britain of all global powers now? What an unstoppable attack. Who starts, Sister Renelle?
My sister Renelle, have you forgotten history? You're supposed to be a sharpshooter journalist, my sister. Just go back 75 years, go back 100 years. You must remember the British Empire. When we were in school, in primary school in the 60s, our teachers, most of them non-Muslim, would teach us, do you know the British Empire? The sun never sets on the British Empire. What they did there in India, and they stole so many things. Therefore, we call the museums there in London Chor Bazaar, the things they stole from other countries, one. Then you study modern day politics. Who gave Palestine to the Jutlas? Was it not Balfour? Was it not the British government? Are they not supporting them? They must remember materially, physically, and with arms, ammunition. Is Britain not guilty of war crimes in Iraq? Is Britain not guilty of other crimes? They are the poodle of America. Whatever America says, they say yes, they say yes. So you got Rishi there. Do you know who's Rishi? Come, I tell you something about Rishi, which you don't know, my sister. So you must remember, Rishi was not elected. Rishi was put by the masses, by the public. Rishi was put there by them, the Tories, the Conservative Party. And remember, he's just a caretaker. Why is he a caretaker? Because he has doubled the wealth almost of King Charles. He and his wife, if you put their assets together. So he's a convenient stooge, you must remember, for them. If you know, he was the person, the finance minister, the exchequer, and so forth. So the chancellor of the exchequer. So go and make your statistics and read. Do you know how many billion pounds he wasted on the COVID? So you must remember this. These are people. See, Putin did not congratulate Richie Rich. Do you know that? He said, I will never deal with this person. Yeah, because he said that we must be the people that the China, Russia are big threats and so forth to us. So when you say you don't want me, and so what must I do? And you know Britain is a power that's much, much weaker now. They're out of Europe, they're out of the imperial, they're out of the world scene in this sense, that they're just a normal country, nothing to shout about, to write to your mother-in-law about. So Russia will finish them in 1 week, 1 month, and so forth. So we say Putin got the right 100% against the British, against NATO, against America. So when you go and support Ukraine, that we will make it a launching pad to finish up Russia and disunite Russia, but the whole thing boomerang. So you need to read the story of Richie Rich. If you want it, send me a message and I'll send you more details. There are a few things I can't say on air. 071-888-1184.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, that if I start reading a surah, is it compulsory for me to read it till the end? Ustad?
When a person is the imam in salat, in namaz, if he reads the entire surah, so that will be better. For example, you're reading surah Hujurat in Fajr salat, so you read the entire surah, chapter 4 pages. But if you read half, three quarters, so that also is permissible. Out of namaz and out of salat, you're reading. If you read Yasin, the whole surah now, before Fajr, after Fajr, so that's excellent. Man qara'a surata Yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, Allah Jalla Wala will fulfill the needs of that person, the hadith in Sunan Darimi. But remember, you read quarter half, so that also you will be rewarded. But to read the complete Surah chapter, that will be the best.
Let's go to overseas. A brother is saying, can a Muslim use road accident fund money, Ustad?
100%, you are paying for it. They impose it upon us here in South Africa. You must remember, we got load shedding, then we got water shedding, now we're heading for diesel shedding. America also, there's a big shortage of diesel or petrol in South Africa. Allah alone knows what will happen. So what do we need, my brother? We need shedding of our sins and vices. We need tear shedding. We have to cry tears to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, change his conditions from unfavorable to favorable conditions. So that is what we need to do. And 100%, any country where the government has imposed upon you, when you fill petrol, you fill diesel, you are paying for the RAF, the Road Accident Fund. So when there's an accident, you claim somebody died, somebody injured, maimed, 100% permissible, no problem with that.
I've got Sister Irene Ustad. She says that, please explain to me, why do people read the Quran in Arabic but don't know what they're reading? Ustad, Sister Irene.
My sister Irene, three-part question. Number one is, does the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, is the direct speech of Almighty Allah? No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Or, I want you, my sister Irene, write it down, make a mental note. Chapter 15, verse 9. Chapter 15, 1-5, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily we Allah, we indeed have revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually. All the other scriptures and books were revealed one shot to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Prophet David, peace be upon him, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. That is the unique feature, characteristic of the noble Quran. It was revealed over a period of 23 years. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And surely we are the ones who will protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission. So we are the only people on earth, my sister Irene, that millions of people, male, female, adult, children, majority non-Arab, have committed the Quran Sharif to memory, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and 540 sections, ruku. Sorry about that. Carry on, Sister Irene. The richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. I give you one easy example. That when we follow the lunar calendar, so every three nights, when the starting crescent, and then remember the moon, full moon, all that. In English, you don't have any other names. In Arabic, every three nights, the moon has a different name. The first three nights, we call it Hilal. When it becomes full moon, shining in its beauty and glory, then it's called Badr. Arabic language has not changed. Look at your English, look at other languages, you find that you have archaic English, Shakespearean English, thou, thy, and so forth. In Arabic, it has stood the test of time. That is the Muslim's weakness, that we are not learning Arabic. So I am a non-Arab, I'm an Indian, I went to Pakistan, we learned Arabic, we teach Arabic. When I went on my lecture tour now to Limpopo, I encourage all the youngsters to learn Arabic as well, my sister. But when we pose the question to the Pope, oh, Mr. Pope, tell us, have you by-hearted your Bible? And remember, you remember the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime, your chief rabbi, has he by-hearted the Torah in the original language? So the answer came from the Pope, there's no hope for the Pope. What is there? No hope for the Pope. And when we ask him, the Jutla, the super Jutla, we ask him, have you by heart the Torah in the original language? Not one of them can do so, because there isn't anything. There's not one original Bible. There is not one original Gospel. Not one original Torah. There are additions, omissions. So therefore, for us, my sister, it's a great, great honor to read the noble Quran, to memorize the noble Quran, to teach it and preach it. But remember, the lingua franca of Muslims is Arabic, so every Muslim should try and learn it.
So I've got brother Viresh here, Ustad. He says, good morning to you. He says that I just returned from India 2 days ago, but I didn't come across any problem with your Muslims. Please explain yourself, Viresh Ustad.
My brother Viresh, I just draw an analogy. You see the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. They call people from overseas. They have proper tours for people from Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand. They show them Tel Aviv. They show them here, there. Nobody's going to take them to Gaza. Nobody's going to take them to Hebron and where Baruch Goldstein murdered 29 people whilst they were praying in 1994 on the fasting month. And the guy who is going to be in parliament, he might become a minister also now. He's the far right wing, the far right, the terrorist and Zionist par excellence, Itamar Ben Gvir. So it is his hero. So same thing with you. Where you went to? You went to Bombay, you went to Delhi, you went to Kanpur, you went here and there. Did you go to the Muslim areas where they stripped them of their citizenship? Did you go to Assam? Did you go to Bihar? Did you go to Indian administered Kashmir, where your Hindu army, you must remember, raped 10,000 Muslim women according to United Nations? So remember, my brother, that you went to selected places. So obviously you will not see anything. You didn't go as a research scholar. You didn't go as an investigator. Journalist. So how can you see? You saw India with the jaundiced eye. You never went to go and study the BJP policies. They want to demolish all the mosques almost there in India. They want to destroy all the seminaries and madrasas, religious schools. So that is Modi's apartheid, and Modi is a terrorist par excellence.
I got a brother here from Senten. He says, Salams, dear Mufti Sahab. Why there's no unity amongst the ulama in South Africa? Why are you selling Allah's deen? Please don't feel offended, but it's the truth. You say if the cap fits, then wear it, Ustad.
100%, you must remember, if the cap fits, then you must wear it. So we are the ones, we speak the truth without any fear or favor. We don't curry favor with parties, with politicians, and so forth. That question you must pose to your Maulvis who close the mosque, who can't say the Shias are kuffar, who can't have joining. Now you must remember, South African government is going to change the matrimonial law again, and they are sitting with the lesbians. They went to court to close the masjid and so forth. So remember, it's a pipe dream for you to think that the ulama will unite. Not only South Africa, anywhere in the world. It will not happen. The nearer we go to Qiyamah and Day of Justice, you yourself, you're not united. I pose a question to you. Are you, you got your 4 children, 5 children, are your children united? Do you treat them equally? I'm asking you. You know what is the answer. You got 2, 3, 4 wives. Do you treat them equally? I'm asking you. You don't treat them equally. So you must talk last. You must remember regarding the ulama. Therefore, Quran says, وَإِذَا خَاتَمَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When jahils and ignorant people speak, rather just make salam. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to say, when I debate with the ulama and scholars, I beat them. But when I speak to jahil, ignorant people, they beat me. Don't mean they beat me, they talk nonsense, you know. So that's where you fit in, brother. If the cap fits, wear it.
Well said, Ustaz. Somebody said, Ustad, how many years Masjid al-Aqsa is gone in the hands of the Jews, Ustad?
Remember that the Jutla apartheid terrorist Nazi regime came into existence on the 14th of May 1948. And you must remember that Masjid al-Aqsa, it came under Israeli Jewish occupation in 1967. But before that already, they were murdering and martyring our Muslims. Go and read about the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, and how they terrorized the Muslims in different parts of Palestine. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtalin al ghasibin. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine. Give hidayah to the Jutlas, guide them, and if there's no guidance for them and all the enemies of Islam, then you decimate and destroy them. 8:30 to 9, Mauritius, and inshallah, 1 to 2 tafsir, 2 to 2:30, report back to Limpopo, our trip there, and 8 to 10, the Q&A. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum.